This goes to Dr. Strom, Strom, like Mary, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Hilda Oakes, O-A-K-E-S, date of birth 6/5/1940. Dear Dr. Strom, this is a post-hospital follow-up visit for Mrs. Oakes, who was seen in Gratiot Community Hospital January 8th, 2025, for generalized weakness and transient elevation of blood pressure. It really hasn't been determined why her blood pressure was elevated when she went to the ER at that time. Several medications were tried, and initially Norvasc, 5 milligram daily, was tried. That was too strong, and she was having dizziness and vertigo. So that has been decreased to 2.5 milligram daily. She does tolerate that well. And she's been checking blood pressure at home about four times a day, and they are ranging between 120 and 130 over 50 to 70. And her pulse is 70s. Generally, it goes up as high as 68 is the lowest reading I saw, and 112 was the highest reading. Generally, the lower her blood pressure gets, the higher the pulse gets. And she did wear a heart monitor for 1 week to monitor for arrhythmias, and she believes they showed atrial arrhythmias. The actual report is not available on Epic yet to actually see the results, but no evidence of atrial fib according to the patient. And she started attending occupational therapy for benign paroxysmal positional vertigo, and that has been helping a great deal, she reports. So she is hoping that she'll be able to get off the amlodipine at some point, because the only medications that she takes are Synthroid, low dose of 25 microgram, as well as some eye drops for glaucoma. Otherwise, she's on supplements. And she would like to not have to take any antihypertensive medication, if possible. Although the readings are actually very, very good, even on that very low dose of Norvasc, and she has no other side effects from that medication currently. Lab studies were done. She had fractionated catecholamines done, and the findings were unremarkable. And blood pressure actually is perfect when she checks it at home. It was slightly higher in the office today. There were road closures, and she had to detour and was slightly late, so that upset her a little bit. But the blood pressures have not been elevated even when she's checked in your office, she reports. So currently, she denies any headaches or dizziness. She does have the positional vertigo, but that is getting better with occupational therapy. No chest pain or palpitations, although she does feel the heart rate when it's higher than 100. It feels like it's pounding. No falls or syncopal episodes. She believes that her hernia might have reoccurred also. It's in the right groin area, and that was surgically repaired by Dr. Bonacci recently. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no diarrhea, blood or melena, no peripheral edema. And physical exam, weight, 139 pounds, pulse was 86 and regular, blood pressure sitting, large adult cuff, right arm, 160 over 82. We did orthostatic, the standing blood pressure was 150 over 80. So very similar and definitely not orthostatic, just a slight change. And heart rate is normal. We don't hear any murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender. And I do palpate a hernia that's soft and reducible in the right groin area. Non-tender to palpation. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done January 18th, 2025. Normal creatinine 0.89. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 9.7. Albumin is 4.6. Hemoglobin 13.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Transient episode of hypertension with vertigo, which is improving with low-dose Norvasc, 2.5 milligram once a day, as well as occupational therapy and exercises for the benign paroxysmal positional vertigo. We would recommend at this time that she continue the low-dose Norvasc. It seems to be keeping the blood pressure in the acceptable range. She's having no side effects from it. She does follow a low-salt diet, and she has been trying to drink adequate amounts of water because she states that she usually does not drink very much water or other liquids. Maybe she would benefit from tilt table testing. That's a thought. I see she's already had an echocardiogram, and I'm assuming the 7-day Holter monitor was negative for either ventricular arrhythmias or atrial fibrillation or flutter. And we will keep her on standby with this clinic. And so if anything changes and she requires further follow-up, please let us know. Otherwise, the patient will follow up with you. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.